first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Steve Plage talks about the Homeless Garden Project.
As we approach year's end, I am moved to pause and reflect on the issues that confront our community. Many of those issues, such as the sustainability of our water supply, the need for continued support for syringe exchange programs, and the seemingly never-ending debate over the future home of our beloved Central Library, are issues that will doubtless survive the new year and are likely to be revisited in commentaries to be. Other topics have not been so easily identified. One such is the current state of the Homeless Garden Project and its long-envisioned move to the Poganip. In the last 7 years, the Homeless Garden Project has seen 97% of program graduates secure jobs and 90% be housed. In part due to this exemplary record of success, the city, in 2017, approved leasing 9.5 acres in the Lower Meadow area of Poganip for a proposed relocation of the existing farm. But while the stewards of the program are now focused on the long-planned move, some community members remain impatient and doubtful about the relocation. I, however, am not one of them. I wholeheartedly support the dream of a permanent home that will enable the project to expand its impact after more than 30 years of temporary status. Establishing a Poganip farm will enhance biodiversity in the Greenbelt and bring into even sharper focus the project's great work of supporting the homeless community. Some things are well worth waiting for.
Steve Plage is a Santa Cruz resident and supporter of the Homeless Garden Project. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For first person singular, this is Matilda Rand.